Worst deal in history, mass exodus of ministers over May's Brexit betrayal. By Victoria Friedman on November 15, 2018. Seven MPs have resigned from their posts in response to the Prime Minister's draft agreement with the EU, deemed the worst deal in history by Brexit leader Nigel Farage. Breitbart London lists the ministers who have resigned on Thursday, November 15, in response to May's draft Brexit deal with the European Union. Raymond Chishti, Tory Party Vice Chairman. The MP for Gillingham and Raynham said the deal did not deliver the promises made to the British people in the Tory Party's manifesto, that leaving would mean leaving the customs union and the single market. In his resignation letter, Mr. Chishti wrote, "The terms of the backstop in effect amount in my view to a hybrid membership of the EU customs union and single market, and further the EU would have a veto over our ability to exit. The UK in effect will be a part of a system where it will be a rule taker without any say on the rules." Ranil Jayawardena, Parliamentary Private Secretary. Writing in his resignation letter to the Prime Minister Thursday afternoon, Mr. Jayawardena said, "I cannot agree, in the cold light of day, that the deal in front of us today is right for our country. It does not deliver a good and fair Brexit. This is not taking back control," he added. Anne-Marie Trevelyan, Parliamentary Private Secretary. Ms. Trevelyan wrote Thursday morning, "I cannot agree to a deal in which my country will have its unique innovative spirit crushed by removing the great opportunity of competitive advantage for decades ahead." Suella Braverman, Brexit Minister. Ms. Braverman has resigned over objections to the Northern Ireland backstop, which she writes is not Brexit, saying it threatens to break up our precious union. "These concessions do not respect the will of the people. We must not let them down," she added. Esther McVeigh, Work and Pensions Secretary. The minister also resigned over the Northern Irish issue, writing that the deal struck with the EU threatens the integrity of the United Kingdom. "The British people have always been ahead of politicians on this issue, and it will be no good trying to pretend to them that this deal honors the result of the referendum when it is obvious to everyone it doesn't," she added. Dominic Raab, Brexit Secretary. The Northern Ireland issue is a sticking point, also, for the second Brexit secretary to have resigned under May. Raab wrote that he could not support the regulatory regime proposed for Northern Ireland, which he said presents a very real threat to the integrity of the United Kingdom, nor the backstop arrangements. Shailesh Vara, Northern Ireland Minister. And here are the prior resignations made in response to May's Chequers plan and handling of Brexit. Joe Johnson, Transport Minister, resigned 9th of November. The Remain supporting brother of Boris, Joe, resigned claiming the Prime Minister had left the UK facing a choice between vassalage and chaos, and backed calls for a so-called people's vote on the terms of the deal. Gudo Bebb, Defence Minister, resigned 17th of July. The Welsh Minister resigned, saying that the Brexit that is being delivered today could not be further from what was promised, and backed a second referendum on the terms of the deal. Boris Johnson, Foreign Secretary, resigned 9th of July. Mr. Johnson resigned in response to May's soft Brexit plans, writing that that dream of Brexit is dying, suffocated by needless self-doubt, and that the UK is truly headed for the status of a colony of the EU. David Davis, Brexit Secretary, resigned 8th of July. The resignation came the day after the Prime Minister revealed her soft Brexit Chequers plan at her country retreat in July. Mr. Davis wrote in his resignation letter that the plan hands control of large swathes of our economy to the EU and is certainly not returning control of our laws in any real sense. Steve Baker, Brexit Minister, resigned 8th of July. Mr. Baker's resignation followed swiftly on from that of Mr. Davis's, saying, "The reality here is that leaving the European Union is a very difficult process. One of the issues is that the establishment in this country does not want to leave the European Union." Philip Lee, Defence Minister, resigned 12th of June. The Defence Minister resigned and accused the government of trying to limit Parliament's role. He also called for another referendum, and claimed that Brexit would hurt business. Other resignations. A number of parliamentary private secretaries have also resigned in recent months, including Leaver Andrea Jenkins, who resigned May, to focus on Brexit. Ms. Jenkins then said in July that Theresa May's premiership is over and called for her to be replaced. Other PPSs to resign were Scott Mann, Robert Kortz, Connor Burns, and Chris Green, who resigned in July in response to May's Chequers plan. Conservative Party Vice Chairman Ben Bradley and Maria Caulfield also resigned in July over the proposal.